The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Got a little competition here for you. Liesl has been down in Devon. Is it Devon you've been to?
It was Devon, but it was actually somewhere else where it happened. It was Cambridge.
Right, okay. She and her friend in a car nearly knocked over a famous celebrity.
Yeah.
All right. And maybe we'll let you have a little guess as to who this... We don't know who the celebrity was, but I thought we could play a little game as to... just answer yes or no.
Okay.
As to... We can ask you... Claire and I can ask you... We'll just ask you three questions each.
Okay.
We've got to find out who it is that... when you say nearly... I mean, do you mean really properly nearly knocked it, this person over?
Was that a zebra crossing? And then we went... Well, she went...
Well, she screeched on the
just
brakes.
About, yeah. She threw on the emergency brake, but it wasn't that near to knocking this person over, but it was frightful.
Were they startled? Did they get a fright?
Well, not really.
Right, okay, let's find out. Three questions.
Are they just yes or no ones we have
just
to
yes
ask?
Or no, okay. Yeah. We'll ask one alternate questions. Okay, I'll ask first. Was it male or female, yes or no? was it somebody male?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they an actor?
No.
Is it a pop star?
No.
Ooh. Are they young?
No.
I've got one question left. Is it somebody to do with politics?
No.
I'm just thinking of the area you're in. Was it a celebrity chef?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just thinking of the area. Was he in a big boat? Was it the coxman? Well, we're out of questions. Three each now. Let's get some listeners on and see if they give them three questions.
Okay. Yeah?
And if anyone gets it right, we've still got some mugs left.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. All right. If you want to win a CD mug, then we'll give you a mug if you get it right. You get three questions each to ask Liesl, okay? And she can only answer yes or no. If you want to play, then give me a call now, please. 0151-4720-967.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Now, a little bit of a quiz here. Liesl and her friend nearly knocked somebody over on a zebra crossing in Cambridge over the bank holiday weekend. She won't tell us who it is. We're playing a little game here. Yes or no. So you can only answer yes or no. We've got three callers hanging on. If any of our callers get it correct, then they win a CD mug this morning. Let's go to our first caller, who's in Rock Ferry. Hello, Lindsay. Good morning.
Hiya, Kev.
You all right?
Yes, thanks for you.
Yeah, great, thank you. Nice bank holiday weekend.
Lovely, thank you.
Good on you. All right, you've got three questions, Linz, to ask Liesl. She can only answer yes or no.
Okay.
Go far away.
Thanks. Hi, Liesl.
Hello.
Right, is he a sports hero?
No.
Okay. Does he wear glasses?
Yes.
Ooh, hang on. Right, we know that he wears the well done you. Go on, next question, final one.
Is he a TV presenter?
Oh, she's pausing. Oh, what?
No. No.
Why did you wait? Why did you think so long?
Because he's done a lot of TV appearances. So, you know, he's done stuff with people, but he's not right. A
I think, should we let the, each caller here have a little guess after the three questions? Do you want to have a guess, any idea you think it might be?
I was thinking John Barrowman, but he doesn't wear glasses.
No,
I haven't got a clue.
No.
Chris
right.
Evans.
No.
All right, then. Lindsay, thank you for your questions this morning.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Let's go from Rock Ferry to the Wirral. Hello, Dave Foster.
Hello, Kev.
Hello, Dave. Fire away. Three questions to Liesl.
Hi, Liesl.
Hello.
Is this man aged between 40 and 70?
40 and 70.
Yes.
How's he got receding hair?
Oh. Yes.
Sounds miles away then. Go on, next question.
Does he read weather on the television?
No. Ooh.
All right, do you want to have a guess at all, Dave?
And oh, I'd like it to be, Kev. It couldn't be Boris, could it?
No, I know.
Sammy. No.
Boris.
Okay, Kev.
Thank you for that, Dave. Have a good day.
Thank you, Dave.
I'll pass it over to Cambridge Police now.
Well done, Dave. See you later. Final caller now this morning, Kevin Nicholson. Good morning, Kev.
Morning, Siri.
Morning. Three questions to Liesl. Who do you reckon?
Hey, I start with my questions. I want to give it one guess in, Kev.
Go on, then.
Right. Bambury, the guy who done Oxford University.
Bamber Gascoigne.
That one.
Is it Bamber Gascoigne?
No.
Not Bamber Gascoigne.
Someone much more famous.
Much more famous than him?
Yeah.
My God.
He was famous. Yeah. He checked out all the students.
Yeah. But someone much more famous, she said. You've got two more questions. Do you want to fire away two more questions?
Did he have a big nose?
No.
Not a big nose, no.
He never wore glasses.
He does wear glasses.
How tall was he?
You've got to answer yes or no. The answer's no. you want to ask, is he tall or short?
Is he 6 foot plus or under?
Under.
Oh, that's not yes or no.
No. No. I'm getting confused.
So is he tall?
No.
Not tall. Okay, that'll do. Do you want to have a guess?
No, I give up, Kev.
All right, no worries. Kevin, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Kev. All
have a nice day. Cheers, thank you very much. Good morning. All right, so just to recap, he's male, he's not a pop star, he's not a TV chef, he's not a politician, he's not an actor, he's not young, he's not a sports hero, he wears glasses, he's not a TV presenter, he's 40 to 70, he's receding, he's not a weatherman, he's not Bamber Gascoigne, he's not got a big nose, and he's not tall. Is it Zippy from Rainbow?
You're dying to know, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But we're gonna carry it over. We'll give away a mug.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seat Podcast.
We're trying to find out who it is. It's somebody very famous. We know it's a male. We know it's not a pop star, not a TV chef, not a politician, not an actor. He's not young. Not a sports hero. He does wear glasses. He's not a TV presenter. He is between 40 and 70. He is receding. He's not a weatherman. He's not Bamber Gascoigne. He's not got a big nose. And he's not tall.
Now he's down.
Sounds like Inch Eye Private Eye. So they're the clues. We've been asking Liesl questions. She's only allowed to answer yes or no. And we did say we'll give away a CD mug if you can come on and ask three questions. Once again, she can only say yes or no. Let's take a couple more people. Angela is in North Wales. Morning, Angela.
Morning.
Whereabouts in North Wales are you?
I'm in Broughton.
In Broughton. Okay, Ange, you've got three questions to Liesl. Fire away.
Is he a professor?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ah.
Off you go. What's the next one?
Is he in a wheelchair?
Is yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, he is in a wheelchair. I think I know who it is.
I think I know
exactly who it is.
I think I know.
Is it Professor Stephen Hawking?
Yes!
Oh, my God! Professor, you're joking. What was he going across the road and...
With two very fit women.
Really?
God, gorgeous.
Ran him over.
Very tall models, two of them.
My God. So, and he was on a zebra crossing, your friend didn't notice or whatever?
No, well, it was very dark. It was about 12 at night, because a little girl wasn't very well, so that's why we were near the hospital. But then we got lost down all these university roads.
Yeah.
And that's where we...
Oh, my God.
I've got a little clip of him here, just in case you don't know who he is.
Hello, my name is Professor Stephen Hawking.
All right, that's Stephen Hawking's there.
The universe, along with the human mind, continues to expand, yet... In the infinity of space, mankind itself is still as insignificant as it was billions of years ago.
There we go.
That's what he said to me when I saw him.
Was it? Yeah, I bet he did. Well, commiserations, Tricia and Herbie, because you were ready to come on next, but Angela in North Wales, well done you. You've won yourself a CD mug.
Thank you.
Have yourself a lovely day. And thank you for listening this morning.
Thank you very much.
See you later. Thanks, Ange.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. So there we go. Stephen Hawkins, it was.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Today in your lunch hour, we'll be doing something different, something exciting, something chilled. Thanks for the texts that are coming in and the calls on 01514720967. Morning to whoever said this. Oh, Specsavers in Chester. Our boss bought a table and chairs yesterday so we can go out the fire exit and sit on the roof and have our lunch.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Do you know when I used to work in Chelsea, girl and concept manager, the radio inside the store there? It's now River Island. When it was my lunch break, because I'd be on the radio all day in the shop, I used to go up on the roof and just sunbathe on the roof in my little lunch hour, just
nice.
On Chair Street. Really nice. Morning to all the guys that work for John Lewis as well, because we can see their little garden.
I've
from
seen
up
somebody
here.
Already this morning out there.
Really? Morning, guys. They normally send little notes. They put big words. They make get all this stuff and put big words and little messages up to us. But morning everyone at John Lewis, because they've got a lovely garden on the roof. Got some more texts that are coming in this morning. I'm going to spend my lunch break indoors. Not all bad, though, because I work on a golf course from 6 till 2, and then down the pub garden for the rest of the day. Well done, you. Another one here, Sarah. Hi, I work in Asda. I'll be enjoying ice cream in the sun at lunchtime. Have a nice day. Tracy and Speak. I've got loads running around to do, and my son Tony, who's 7, gets baptised on Sunday. So loads running around to do. Can you say hi to him? He goes to Stocking Woods School, I think it is. Morning to you. Another one here from Leslie. Where can I buy one of these lunchtimes? They sound great. Think I'll get me one and start a new trend in my office. Oh, Leslie, good morning. Andy, I'll be sitting on the pan all day, as I've had the trots for 4 days now. Andy.
Horrible.
Get yourself a cork. Another one. We'll be in school. Me and my girls are going to be having lunch and chilling on the oral, then probably listening to Radio City while we're at it as well. Good morning to you. I work in Hill Dickinson Solicitors, Kevin. I'm going to sit in the park behind Old Hall Street on my lunch. Kat and Gosling, good morning. Another one, me and the lads are in college today. On our dinner, we're going to the beach in Form. We're going to play football. Robert, good morning to you. Another one here says, when it was the heatwave in London, me and my bro jumped into Trafalgar Square. But it's my last day at school today, so it'll be a tear for lunch. Morning, Kel. Hope you're all right. Another one, Amy, go to Liverpool College. You're going to be relaxing on the grass with some of my mates. Have yourself a lovely time. I've got someone hanging on the phone now. Derek. Good morning, Derek.
Hello, love.
Hello, love. What you got planned for your lunchtime today, Derek?
I'm going to be stood on the hard shoulder on the M6 near Wolverhampton. And I'm going to be wearing nothing but a bullfighter's hat and a pair of wellies full of custard.
Ooh. Sounds like my ideal man.
And what time will this be?
Well, I checked off on the 14th of September last year. I've just made it past Elmwall. So, who knows? I'm hoping around 12 o'clock.
Fantastic. Well, Derek, you have yourself a good day today on the hard shoulder wearing pretty much nothing.
I'm going to do that. I've got my trump card on my sleeve, sir.
Your trump card? What's your trump card?
Once the custard gets hot...
Say again, you're breaking up.
Once the custard gets too hot in me wellies...
Yes?
Yeah, I'm going to get me cooler box out with me tight foot marbles.
I like it, Derek. You have yourself a nice day today.
And yourself. Enjoy the sunshine.
I certainly will. You too. Thanks, Derek. Thanks for calling up.
Download and get seeding. The Kev Seed Podcast.
About 5 or 10 minutes ago, we were talking about a bit in the newspapers about a woman scorned. A girl who got her revenge on her ex by telling his 455 online friends that he's a sponging liar who watches porn all day. And her problem is... I'm really joking. We were talking about that and saying, well, look, if you want to use this show this morning to get something off your chest about an ex, something you know, quite often you could have a barney or finish with someone that, you know, I wish I'd have said that. You can say it this morning. Get in touch. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine. Simply text the word city, then a space, and tell me your story. Or you can call 0151-472-0967. I got an email here. It says, although I can't... hang on a second.
Have a little sip of your water.
Although I can't... Oh, sorry. Sorry, hang on. I can't reveal my last name or my ex will then know exactly what I did. He thought I did. She's actually given me a name here, a first name, but I'm not going to say your first name. You know who you are. I found out my ex was sleeping behind my back, but that wasn't until I arrived at his place to surprise him, all dressed up after a row. I poured lemonade all over the bed so he couldn't sleep in it. I broke his electric razor by throwing it on the floor. I tipped his expensive aftershave over the carpet. I stole his manual razor so he couldn't shave. Then got his laptop, turned it upside down and poured lemonade in it. Then I wrote in lipstick all over the mirror that he was a cheating scumbag. Made me feel better. Now I'm well over that rat. But to this day, he still doesn't know I was the one that damaged his laptop. And I've only told one friend. Now you've told 1.5 million friends. Remember, strangers are just friends you haven't met. Good morning to you. You know who you are. I haven't mentioned your first name, but thank you for sharing that with us. We've got someone hanging on the line as well this morning. In fact, a couple. Let's go to our phones. Morning, Angela.
Hi, Kev. I just want to get it off my chest.
Get it off your chest. Tell me.
Go on, girl.
I went on internet dating, and it took me to Alton Towers, and they never paid. He took me on a voucher, buy one, get one free from the Sun. And I had to buy dinner. And I haven't seen him since.
So you went on a date with this guy. He got a voucher from a tabloid newspaper.
Yes.
So he got off a free entry and all that kind of stuff. And you had to buy dinner.
That's terrible.
And that's where he lives. So God help Chester now.
So, I mean, have you seen Simon Ross since? Or
no.
I'm really joking. So you don't want to name him then?
Yeah, his name's Jason.
Hey!
And he is a little joggy.
Oh, is he really? Yeah.
No.
All right. So what's your state of play now? Are you with someone happy or what?
No, I'm still looking.
Still looking.
Yeah.
All good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, I've waited long enough.
Oh, it'll come to you, I'm sure.
Oh,
Angela, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
Okay, bye.
Cheers. Let's go to someone else who wants to remain anonymous. Good morning.
All right, Kev, you're all right, mate.
Yeah, very well. How are you?
All right, so I'm missing about, 17 years ago, I was going with this bird, yeah?
Yeah.
And we've been out on the ale all night, so when we come back in, and we go to bed, yeah?
Yeah.
I meet up the next morning, right, and she's not in bed, and the bed's all wet. So I thought, oh, no, I've done it, lad. I feed the bed, man. So I've run around the room, Kev, right?
Yeah.
I'm shouting, I'm getting the sheets off the bed. I don't even know what to wear a washing machine. Oh, what am I going to do? So I don't know what to do, lad. So I just stuck the sheet under the bed, yeah.
Yeah.
Looked around, got another sheet, put it on the bed. And then the mattress. So I turned the mattress over, Kev, right? So this went on for a couple of times. I said, man, I'm not the ale in the head, lad.
Yeah.
It must be Stella or something, lad.
Yeah, you're just thinking you can't handle it anymore.
I usually do it in the wardrobe or something like that. I'm not on the bed before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not the last time I've done it in bed.
Yeah.
So anyway, lad. I slept on a couch one night, months later, slept on a couch.
Yeah.
And when I went up the apples and pears, I'm getting my head down for a bit.
Yeah.
And the bed was wet, lad.
You're so joking.
The bitch, lad. She's peeing at them. And I've been getting a play for it.
You just...
So
it was her that was wetting the bed.
Jim's here, man. Jim, believe
it. Oh, my God.
And you went to this up, Kev, right?
Yeah.
I went up to the house to get clothes, right?
Yeah.
And I walked in, they're all sitting there eating the tea in the living room.
Yeah.
And I walked in through a box of Pampers out of half of them. They get down to your daughter.
I think I've seen your house. Is that a rainbow over it every day?
What a cow!
We've been having cows and everything about bedwetting, and it was there. Absolutely fantastic. Listen, thank you very much for sharing that with us.
All right, Kev.
But stay off the ale anyway, just in case. Have a nice weekend.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Got a text here that says, don't know about the Layla feature. You should have a rundown on your relationship with your regular listener. Kelly.
Oh.
You're getting mixed up with Lely, who's one of our regular listeners. People are convinced there's something going on there.
Really?
Yeah. Madness.
Crazy.
Any whooms, it's 20 past eight. Oh, where's the email from later? Hang on.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, stop it.
I always say to him, why don't you ever read the things beforehand? He never does.
I'm too busy, that's why. Right, here's the little email from Layla here. Let me read this to you. Kev, hi. It's been a bad 2 weeks. Oh, dear. Me and Brian had it out. Sorry, else. No. Me and Brian had it out over the bank holiday weekend, and it was really horrific. I asked him if there was someone else, and he said there definitely wasn't, which then left me feeling really stupid. Once the row had calmed down, I asked him if he still wanted to be with me, and he said we should try and work through this, especially for the kids' sake. I was happy enough at first because it gave me some hope that he wants to try, but he never said he wanted to make it work because he loves me. Aww. He wants to make it work for the kids. Mm. That must be a horrible situation to be in. Do you know,
completely.
Which I think it's important to think of the kids, but is it worth carrying on just
exactly.
for the kids? And you know what I mean, if it doesn't work for you too. Anyway, I read on. I just have a very uneasy feeling in my stomach. I feel constantly sick, and I can barely manage to eat. With the stress, I just keep torturing myself with images of Brian and another woman. I just know there must be someone else. So it's time for Plan B. I can't go on like this. Layla.
Oh, what did she say what Plan B is?
No, I don't think she's even mentioned Plan B in the past. But Layla, if you're listening, good morning. Thank you for getting in touch. Try not to leave us alone next time. We've got loads of listeners getting in touch asking about you. But I don't know what to say.
He's horrible because he's making her feel like crap. And she shouldn't be feeling like that.
I know.
Him.
It's just sad because it sounds like she's trying to do all she can and doing all the running around and everything. Yeah. And he's the one who, as you say, is treating her like crap.
So frustrating.
But what should Plan B be then?
Leave him.
Be them.
I don't know.
But I think, is she not asking the listeners to like work out whether or not, you know, we'll catch him out? I don't know.
I don't know.
But she's asking us what she should do for Plan B.
Just saying it's Plan B.
Last line, I just know there must be someone else, so it's time for Plan B. I can't go. No, I think she's got a plan in her head, but I don't think she's shared that with us.
Well, I hope it's to leave him.
Let us know what Plan B is, but once again, you know, I don't really want to get involved because let's not forget there are two sides to every story.
And hers is the right side.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? I know.
That's brilliant.
It's even myself, I kind of want to take Layla's side, but at the end of the day, you know, I think Layla.
You're a man!
Yeah, I think she's probably right, but there are two sides. You don't know the other side, but we'll just see anyway. But Layla, thanks a lot for getting in touch. I hope you're okay, and do keep in touch as well.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.